Traditionally, the month of November, the church invites all of her sons and daughters to reflect on what she calls the four last things. The four last things, which are death, judgment, heaven, and hell. So for the Sundays throughout the month of November, I'll be preaching a series on the four last things. And today we'll reflect and meditate together on death and judgment. And then next week on heaven and purgatory. And then the week before the feast of Christ the King, which is the last Sunday of November, we'll reflect on hell. So, Scripture tells us to be vigilant, for none of us know the day nor the hour in which the Lord will come. For it tells us that he will come like a thief in the middle of the night. And thus we are to be ready, not knowing the hour of our death. But I think most of us can accept the conclusion that we know that each of us will have an hour of death. So, how do we prepare? Well, first, there's a very Catholic tradition in the month of November of visiting cemeteries. In fact, Holy Mother Church gives us an indulgence if we visit a cemetery in the month of November to pray for the souls in purgatory. If we show spiritual care in solidarity with the church suffering. All of us have to face that truth that we're going to die. And visiting a cemetery can be a twofold act of one, performing a spiritual work of mercy, but second, also remembering our own mortality. Something that we recall every Ash Wednesday when somehow the church fills up so that we can receive ashes on our forehead and we can be told, remember, you are dust and to dust you shall return. Kind of humorous that everybody likes to come to Mass on Easter and Christmas and Ash Wednesday. We also want to foster a devotion to Saint Joseph, because Saint Joseph is the patron saint of a happy and holy death. So it's a good thing to find a prayer to Saint Joseph and to be devoted to him, who was the spouse of the Blessed Virgin and the foster father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why would Saint Joseph of all the saints be the patron saint of a happy and holy death? Well, because he was the one that was there, or he was the one who died and had Our Lady and Jesus at his deathbed. He was accompanied by the two greatest figures at the moment of his death that anybody could have been accompanied by. And so the church exhorts us to have a devotion to him, to pray that our own death will be peaceful and in God's grace. We also want to pray for two other graces. We want to pray that we will each be given the gift of viaticum. Viaticum is a Latin word meaning food for the journey. And what the church desires of all Catholics is that at the hour of our death, there will be a priest at our deathbed to give us Holy Communion at the very moment of our death, or as close as possible to it. So that as we pass from this world with Jesus in our souls, we will awaken to the next to behold his face. So death. But also judgment. We profess it every Sunday when we say, he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. There are two judgments for each of us. There's what the Catechism calls the particular judgment and the general judgment. The particular judgment is the moment when each one of us die, and individually we will stand before our Lord Jesus Christ, the judge, to give an account for what we have done and what we have failed to do. Right? There's two types of sin. There are sins of commission and omission. Sins of commission are those things that we've actually done when we've wronged our neighbor or we failed to love God as we should. Sins of omission are when we failed to do something that we ought to have done. Like when we see somebody in trouble and in need and we ignore their plight. We didn't actively do anything to further their suffering, but we didn't do anything to help them. We just ignored them. And we will be judged not on our intentions, but on our actions. But we also have a general judgment where at the end of time, when Christ raises up the bodies of all of the dead from the beginning of human history until the very end, and God will place a judgment on all of humanity, and we will see the righteous go into eternal life and those who were wicked go into the fires of everlasting suffering. But we'll also see at that general judgment how God worked out all things, all of those little sufferings in our lives and in our world that we're often perplexed by. We'll see how he used all of those for good and for his own glory. St. John of the Cross says, "In the evening of life, we will be judged on one thing alone, how we loved." How we loved. So we hear in our gospel, our blessed Lord and Master, give us the greatest commandments, telling us to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. So often, I think, as Christians, we reverse those two great commandments. But love of God must come before all else. The martyrs teach us this, that they were willing to suffer for Christ because love of him has to take place above everything and everyone. Then, and only by loving God, can we rightly have a love that's ordered towards love of neighbor and love of ourselves. If we want to experience the Lord's grace, though, we want to approach regularly the sacrament of confession. Because as St. Faustina said, there we go to the tribunal of mercy and receive the mercy of the judge. But the teaching of Scripture and of the Church is very clear. We can only make our decision in this life. At the moment of our death, our decision for or against God is eternally fixed. So when we stand before Christ the judge, there will be no more, "I've changed my mind, I want to follow you." But we have to make our decision in this life. It's a sobering truth, and it calls each of us to deep conversion to receive the grace and mercy of Christ Jesus. As we go to the altar, as we receive our blessed Lord in the most holy sacrament, let us implore him in his great love for us to help us keep our death in mind and to live in preparation for our judgment, that he who is our judge will also be our Savior. Praise be Jesus Christ.